What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. We've got Scott Jagow in from the KMOX newsroom. You know Scott on Sunday mornings. He roams St. Louis. He always has three good things for us. And he has a chat with Stu Mack, and he's here to tell us about all of those things. Scott, first of all, I know you, let's start here. You visited the Holocaust Museum recently.
Yeah, it's fairly new. I didn't realize there was a Holocaust Museum in St. Louis. It opened a couple years ago. There was another one, and this is brand new. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, first of all. It's very moving. It's the St. Louis Kaplan Feldman Holocaust Museum. It's kind of in Maryland Heights adjacent area. But the building is gorgeous, and I went through the tour, saw the exhibits. You know, I didn't spend the time that you really need to mm-hmm. spend because we had to do an interview, but I'll go back because I was moved by it and I was emotional. At the end of the exhibits, they have a little area where you can, you know, get some tissues, and I certainly needed them, you know, especially thinking of what's been happening here lately in Clayton and around the country, anti-Semitism. And it's just, you know, the education part of this is very important. And the lens through which they do these exhibits is St. Louis survivors. Mm. There are more than 900 people who survived the Holocaust and came to St. Louis. In fact, they have a suitcase from one of the people. I think his name was Leon Wolf or Leo Wolf. And the suitcase says St. Louis, Missouri. And he didn't spell Missouri right because he didn't know where the heck he was going, really.
Wow.
But it's very, you know, and all there's the names of every single survivor that they know about on this wall. And there's pictures and there's audio. I played a little clip this morning, audio of a story of two 10-year-olds who were caught up in this. One of them was told to kill the other one with a dagger. And the kid saw blood when he, you know, went to the other kid and he ran away. And you can hear the actual story from him. It was just, it's very heavy, but educational, and I really enjoyed going there.
It's a place people should visit.
Absolutely.
At least once you should go.
Yeah, really important, like you said, too. In light of everything that's going on, I mean, it was not that long ago. And it was, you know, this modern, educated country of Germany, right, where all of this happened, these atrocities and these horrors that are beyond comprehension, not that long ago. I mean, and to bring up, that's why, like, on October 7th, there were Holocaust survivors who survived the Holocaust and were killed on October 7th.
Mm-hmm. Two things I took away from the exhibits. One is that, you know, the people that were in the Holocaust, they have this, I forgot to mention this morning, but there's an exhibit about a dressmaker, and they have the dresses replicated, and it's a separate section. It kind of just shows you that all these people had their own dreams and talents, and they were just like us. Mm. And that's kind of the message that they're trying to send. And the other one is the bystanders. There's a section about who's in your circle, and the idea is, who would you, you know, die for, basically? Mm-hmm. Who are you most loyal to? And, you know, it's obvious people, but as you get farther out in the circle, you're not going to be as loyal or concerned about them. And that's kind of the bystander effect, because people are worried about themselves and their immediate family members and friends. So, you know, this is not to shame people that stood by. It's just to remind people that it is possible to do that because you have other concerns.
The waiting area at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., because you get tickets and a timed entry, so it's not too crowded, right? You want to be respectful and want to have your space. So there's a waiting area, and the whole waiting area is an exhibit on complicity.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the Holocaust Museum in Berlin.
Interesting.
The one there it's astonishing. They have this room. It's like a vault almost. It's a pyramid-like room that's completely dark and silent. The door is so heavy, it shuts out all sound and all light except a pin of light that's up high, and it comes in and it bounces off the wall, just a tiny pin. And no one says anything in there. The whole idea is just to reflect. Just take a moment and reflect. And that is part of the mission of the Holocaust Museum here, is just take some moments to reflect on what happened so we don't ever have to go through something like that again. And just to hear the stories of people from St. Louis and their survivor tales.
Scott Jagow, Rome, St. Louis. You can hear about that on Sunday morning. And it's not the only thing that you've done, Scott. You've got, we always talk about your chats with Stu Mack and, Three Good Things and everything that you do on Sunday morning. By the way, what the times again for people to listen in?
Well, the show goes from 6:30 to 9:30 on Sunday morning.
Yep.
Roaming St. Louis, I do in two parts, so it's 8:20 and 9:20 for that.
So let's talk about your discussion with Stu Mack.
Oh, yeah.
And I found something out today that Stu may have gone a bit of time before he visited the dentist.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
so,
it's not.
The best part about our chats, we don't do any preparation. I mean, Stu does a little bit sometimes. He'll just make notes. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what he was going to talk about. That's kind of the joy of it. He said, we're going to talk about teeth. And I'm like, teeth? Why? And then he said, well, I went to the dentist this week and I hadn't been in a while. And he said, guess how long it's been since I've been to the dentist? And I was like, 7 years.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
12 years.
Longer.
What?
15.
He hadn't been to the dentist in 15 years?
And the last time he went to the dentist, he was in Bolivia. He went to a...
Bolivian dentist?
What are you implying, Scott?
He's married to a Bolivian woman, yeah. A. B, they
the
were...
The dentist, ironically enough.
Right after they got married, they went down there and visited family. And she's like, healthcare is really cheap down here. Let's go to the dentist. She's very big on taking care of her teeth. Obviously, Stu is not.
One of the qualities that drew him to her.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so he said, of course, I couldn't understand a word the dentist was saying because he was speaking Spanish. And then he said, this week I went to the dentist and I couldn't understand a word the dentist was saying, even though they were speaking English, because he was like, I don't know, with the canines and molars and wisdom teeth and teeth 6504. We got to do this and that. And he's just like, I don't understand what they're saying.
In Stuart's defense. When they like tap on your teeth and your gums and rate, and I don't know what it is, but they're like D4, 7,
yeah,
1A, B2. I'm like, what
I've
are
never
you
gotten
doing?
That before.
What?
No. I don't get
because
the number
they,
count
it's
out.
It's like how receded your gums are, and you know, or how I don't know your gum health, but they tap on the tooth or whatever it is, and then they tell the dental hygienist 4-2. 7-1.
I've never gotten this treatment. That's a new thing for me. Am I getting cheated
what
when I go to the dentist?
What if your gums are receding and
like
you don't
fun?
Know?
No.
Huh.
One of my huge fears is gum disease because I'm afraid of gums receding.
Well, there's a lot of, gum disease leads because of the bacteria. Yeah. It gets into your bloodstream, and then it causes problems for your heart.
So for your heart, that's very important. You got to brush your teeth, make sure that you have good tooth health because of your heart.
Around COVID, it had been a long time since I'd been to the dentist, like longer than 5 years. It was a long time.
Yeah.
And I was afraid because I heard the story of this guy that hadn't been to the dentist in a long time, and they like were scraping the plaque, but then your gums bleed, but then the plaque got in his bloodstream, and he died in the dentist chair. And
what?
I thought that was going to happen to me.
Okay.
That's what.
How old was it? How old was it when this happened?
It was a few years ago.
How old was he?
I don't know. 40. I don't know.
What?
I mean, it doesn't matter how old he was. He didn't die of old age.
Well, maybe he did.
Chair. No, he died of plaque.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I promise.
Did they do? Plaque. Did they do an autopsy and they figured out that's what it was?
Yes, it was in the.
Not the plague.
News.
Plaque.
Plaque, yeah.
I just want to make sure it's clear.
Plaque. He died of the plaque. No, but it's true. It got into his bloodstream. And I'm terrified of gum disease. It's very frightening. Inflamed gums.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
PSA. I was going to lighten the mood a little bit and say that I actually asked a dental hygienist, Jenis, to marry me.
Oh.
Right out of the sedation when I got my wisdom teeth taken out. I just woke up and I said, will you marry me?
What'd she say?
What do you think she said?
She's maybe?
Like, hey,
she said, let me think about it.
Kid.
Oh, you were 17.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I don't know you, first of all. Although you have, I should have said, well, you had your hands in my mouth, so.
She has her hands in everybody's mouth. She's kind of like that.
You know, when you say it like that, Scott, it sounds rather unsavory.
Well, she had her fingers in my mouth. I met this lady, she put her fingers in my mouth. Like, oh, are you dating? No, she's my dentist.
Hygienist. What did I call it?
I don't know.
Hygienist. I called it a dental hygienist.
You're going to love this one, Amy.
Okay.
Not only, go ahead,
oh,
Scott.
I just wanted to say that the other thing that happened for, well, he went to the dentist.
This is what I was about to get into.
Okay.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Scott Jagow. Listen to what Scott Jagow did. He got a pedicure.
The first time I've ever had a pedicure.
And?
And it is not fun. It's not like, day at the spa. It hurts.
It's unpleasant.
Oh my gosh. Men are such babies.
And they scrape. Yeah. No, maybe I am a baby.
I shouldn't disparage all men, but I will.
But
babies, a pedicure is the best thing in the whole world.
It does
make
your feet look and feel better. I'll grant you that. And I was just, but she got under the nail and I actually bled.
Oh, is that supposed to happen?
Jeez, that hurt. And
did she say oops?
No, she just made fun of me.
You know? Oh, you're bleeding, you big baby.
Did she ask if you
have
a girlfriend?
She's a Vietnamese woman. Well, my girlfriend was sitting next to me.
Okay, because they always go.
Well, of course, that's why he went. You know he didn't just go on his own.
I don't know that. Exactly. He's roaming St. Louis.
Yeah, but he's
maybe
not
he was
doing that.
Roaming.
So, he goes every couple weeks.
Did they ask if you wanted paint, nail polish?
You know what happened?
Yeah.
It's funny. They walked, she was joking. She said, what color you want? And I said, clear.
Clear?
And she started when they
clear
at the end. She put clear, stuff on. What do you call it?
Did you not know there's not clear polish?
Well, I did, but I didn't expect that question. First of all,
how do they
I
look?
Wasn't
how do
planning
they look?
To put nail polish on.
He panicked. Pensacola
Jones. How do they look?
I should have got colored. I mean, I should have got like blue or something.
So I had a buddy who would go with his girlfriend every time she went, and he would get painted, and he would do it. He would coincide with the season. So bear season, he would get blue and orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then you know,
okay, now,
baseball
now
season,
you could get a Bills pedicure.
I could get a Bills pedicure.
You get blue and red.
How do your toes look? Do you have nice feet?
They look a lot better.
That's good.
They were. I mean, I would you know just admit that they weren't in such great
take
shape.
Take your shoes
before.
Off. Let's,
no,
let's get a look.
We're not doing that.
Let's get a look, Scott.
No, that's okay.
I mean, you paid for them. Why wouldn't you?
No,
see, this is where
that.
Like doesn't he kind of always kind of flirt with harassment? Don't you feel a little harassed?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
he's in here talking
about
his toes
at work.
You brought your. What do you mean? You brought up your feet.
You know what? Now that they look nice, I know how way you can supplement your pay.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, isn't there like OnlyFans for feet?
Is it foot
feet
fetish?
Picks.
I knew we were going.
Yeah, feet pics.
People will pay you good money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do what?
Just take pictures of your feet and send it to them.
Yeah. Like, what's his name? What was the coach for the Jets? Ryan.
Oh, Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan.
He was a feet
coach
guy?
Of the
Bills,
no, he
was
by the
into
way.
Feet.
He
really likes feet.
He has a foot fetish.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Which I don't understand. I hate feet. I don't like to look at other feet. I don't want them around me.
Men shouldn't let their toes show at work. Most
except
of the
for
time.
Scott, because he just had a pedicure.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of CEOs get pedicures and manicures. It's very important.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of
yeah.
CEOs get manicures.
CEOs?
Yeah. Like, you where know, people it, who run companies.
Where did you get that stat from? Where did you get that idea from?
Well, it's purely
like
anecdotal from a lot of CEOs. But also, I think it is a thing.
It
I think
true,
it's known.
Because when you're having a business meeting, the
Tyler,
first thing you do is
you
take
Google
off.
That?
First thing you do is take off your shoes and socks. You come into the boardroom.
You put your peepers. What are they called? They're not peepers. What are they called?
Definitely not peepers.
Peepers
aren't
your eyes.
Peepers?
What?
Are peepers your eyes or your toes?
Those are your eyes.
Google that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell. No, you Google it.
I'm going to Google what are your peepers.
Would you do us a favor? Would you tweet out a photo of your toes?
Really?
Yeah, so that we can send it out to everybody. We can have, let's do a Twitter poll on Scott's feet.
Like, and
we'll see we'll see if it's money well spent.
The first like is Rex Ryan.
He's probably scouring. Colonel Ripper says are called piggies.
Piggies. Oh, that's what you mean? Keepers are your eyes. Yeah.
All right.
No, but I mean, you want your hands. I promise it's a thing that CEOs, male and female, get manicures. It's very important. I know a lot of guys that would get manicures.
That like presentation.
Yeah. You want to look clean. You don't want to look unkempt. Yeah. What if you ran a company and you had grime under your nails? Makes you wonder what you're doing over there.
Does it?
Okay. Scott Jagow. He's got three good things. Scott's got 10 good things, actually, because he got a pedicure.
So, three good things.
Please say that this weekend. Roaming St. Louis. Chat with Stumac. It's all Sunday morning. Hey, you know what's going on right this second as we speak, Scott?
What?
Bears and Bills joint practice happening today.
When is the game?
Are they cooperating?
Well, no, there's just a joint practice that they practice against each other.
A preseason game. I'm pretty sure they do.
They might.
It's either tonight or tomorrow. I don't remember.
You know,
You're right. It's Sunday. It's Sunday night.
Okay.
Bears, Bills. All right. So they got practice today.
All right.
Did you know that that's another name for chiropractic care?
What?
Joint practice.
Okay. All right. Have a great weekend, Scott. Hey. Sunday morning.
You too.
We will be listening in to KMO. Scott Jagow. It's 104.1 FM KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.